In the intense competition to get licensed to sell recreational marijuana in Springfield, Massachusetts, one company is hoping historic preservation gives it an edge.
So, we're here in the Hamden Savings Bank. This was built in 1918 as a bank, so it's got that 1920s beautiful architecture.
Chris Mitchum, CEO of DM Cannabis, led about two dozen curious people on a tour of the historic Hamden Bank building and talked about plans to use it as a recreational marijuana store, should the company get the necessary permits from the city and a license from the state. The interior of the 101-year-old building is musty with crumbling plaster and peeling paint, but architectural features are intact, including marble walls, a large fireplace, and the vault.
Our first step is we're going to gut all these offices out. And when you walk into this building, it's this shocking view of a 30-foot ceiling, marble, crown molding around the side, with a glass ceiling that lets a ton of natural light through, and these huge windows that let in natural light from the front.
The Oregon-based marijuana company purchased the building for $285,000 and will spend up to $1 million more to renovate and restore it to its original grandeur, according to Mitchum.
You step into the 1920s when you come into this building. And so you combine that with this modern-day, innovative upstart industry in cannabis, and it's just this really cool dichotomy of two worlds coming together.
Located on Main Street in downtown Springfield, the proposed cannabis store is just a block from Union Station. Across the street, the Paramount Theater is being renovated to become a performing arts center, and an adjacent building redeveloped as a hotel. With so much money tied up in the building, Mitchum said DM Cannabis cannot afford to wait around. They're counting on getting the green light to open in the first quarter of 2020.
For us, it's critical. We have employees, we've got business development people, we have lawyers, we have architects and engineers. We're paying all these people. We're paying a mortgage on this building. Every day that goes by without being able to collect revenue really hurts us. If we don't make it through this first round of four that they're issuing, we might actually have to move to a different city, unfortunately.
But competition is stiff, since the city made applications available for recreational marijuana businesses last month. There have been close to 50 requests for the necessary paperwork. 24 prospective bidders, including DM Cannabis, have signed up to make brief public presentations this week to an evaluation committee appointed by Mayor Dominic Sarno. Final applications are due in City Hall on May 20th. In June, Sarno plans to select just four bidders to negotiate host community agreements. Jeff Markham of Springfield toured the Hamden Bank building and listened with great interest to DM Cannabis's plans.
The building is beautiful. What their plans are to do with the space and the restoration of the building is something that I think would be incredibly attractive to folks, especially customers who would be coming in from, out of state. This looks like a kind of a tourist type of a destination when it's all completely renovated.
DM Cannabis is scheduled to open a recreational marijuana store in Worcester this September. The company also plans a cultivation and product manufacturing facility in Orange, Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.